Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly encourage everyone to go to the Devil Radio website. Download our app. Go to the Apple and Google stores. Download our app, the Devil Radio app. Take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows. And while you're at it, click on the link. It says Support Devil Radio. Many of you asked us to put that link up because you know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts all the time statewide promoting the big lie, promoting Trump, attacking our democracy. And there's one clear voice, very aggressive voice against that, and that's Devil Radio. So if you're interested in supporting Devil Radio, it gives you some ideas on how you can do it. Now, there's a good development in the Senate. I have a prediction, I think, on how it will turn out, but I think it's important to put people on the record. You remember H.R. 1 and S.B. 1, right? Those were the Voting Rights Acts that would have gotten rid of the Republican fraud in trying to repress voting and then getting rid of the Republican fraud that would have interfered with the counting of the votes. And remember this, if you remember nothing else, Joseph Stalin's dictum, one of the biggest mass murders in history, 20 million people, Joseph Stalin, once said, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. And that is the mantra of the Republican Party now. So they get you on the way in and the way out. They'll do everything in their power to make sure you don't vote. Interfere with vote by mail, restrict drop boxes, broken down voting machines, 8-hour lines. In Georgia, if you give a drink of water to a pregnant woman in line in the sun who's been there for hours, that's a felony. In Texas, if you interfere in the line of sight of a partisan observer, they permit thugs and guerrillas in Texas now to come into the polls. They'll permit like a Tucker Carlson or a, you know, Gableman's guerrillas to come in and glower at people in line, and they'll end up interrogating them, especially if they think they don't do this in Republican areas. Democratic areas, inner city areas, scare people. Say, you don't have a criminal conviction, do you? They're not supposed to say that at the polls. And it doesn't matter if they have a misdemeanor conviction. It doesn't matter if they have a felony conviction, if their probation has expired. But they'll scare people off. And if you interfere with their line of sight, that's a felony in Texas. So they're doing everything they can to prevent you from voting. In Texas, for instance, there's a guy spending 5 years because he committed a burglary in the 1990s. 20-year sentence, came to the end of it, and they let him out, and he had something like, I don't know, a couple of years probation. And the election was in April of the year, and his probation ended in June. So 6 weeks beforehand, and he thought he could vote, he voted. And for doing that, he's spending 5 years in prison. Another woman who voted in the wrong precinct, and they somehow criminally prosecuting her. She didn't vote twice. It was a mistake. This is what's going on. But then the worst is on the way out. Let's say you end up voting anyway and a Democrat wins. In 19 states, they've passed these voting laws. And in many of them now, the votes will be counted by the gerrymandered Republican legislature. In this state, if that happened, Voss would count them. Gableman would count them. LeMahieu would count them. One of the Supreme Court justices who voted not to certify Joe Biden even would count them. And in some states, they have procedures where if they think there are irregularities, they just randomly toss a certain percentage of votes. And if they did that in Milwaukee and Dane County, they'd be tossing chunks of Democratic votes. That's all happening, by the way. Well, you're sitting around yawning, that's all happening, by the way, okay? Well, the Voting Rights Acts were originally supposed to stop that, but Manchin wouldn't sign off. He would not sign off even on the Voting Rights Act, much less shutting down the filibuster for that one vote. If he and Sinema would vote for the Voting Rights Act, because that got rid of gerrymandering too and a lot of other things. If he and Sinema would vote for those, that would correct everything we have in the country, and a new fair election would put a good balance of people who are honestly voted for, and they won't even vote for it. So what's happening now is that Schumer is introducing tomorrow, apparently, a revised act. It's called the Freedom to Vote Act. It's watered down until Manchin said he would vote for it. But he still won't vote to stop the filibuster on it. What does this one do? It's a lot less than the other. It doesn't get rid of gerrymandering. He won't agree to that. But number one, there's automatic and same-day voter registration. You're a high school kid, you go for a driver's license, you get registered to vote, and the same-day voter registration. Two, 2 weeks early voting. Three, election day is a public holiday, so you don't have people on the clock having to get back to work in an eight-hour line. Four, no interference with nonpartisan election officers. In other words, you can't have thugs and guerrillas going. This is an important one. Like in Texas, you can't have the thugs and guerrillas intimidating people. And this is to appease Manchin. Okay, now it's going to get 50 votes, but it won't get 60 votes. It won't get any Republican votes. And Manchin and Sinema will not vote to stop the, for this one thing, they won't do it. Whereas Moscow Mitch rammed through no filibuster on cabinet appointments for Trump and Supreme Court appointments for Trump. Otherwise, these people never would have gotten in. Why do they do it and our people are afraid to do it? Why? Why? Well, that's just the fact. So Schumer is going to put this up. Moscow Mitch will filibuster it. And I think what he's hoping is that people will pay attention and realize the Republicans are against this. I'm with him. I hope so. I think people are lazier than hell. I don't think they pay any attention. And the other people will say the Republicans, well, it was a procedural vote, yawn, yawn, yawn. But that's what's going on tomorrow. So stay tuned. See what happens. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind? Wisco Paul.
Well, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I don't feel much better than I did yesterday. If Senator Manchin doesn't go along with this, he will more than likely go down in history as the worst Democratic senator ever. Because right. All anybody asks for, anybody, I don't care, all you ask for is fair maps and enough voting machines and areas so people can go vote without standing in line for hours. Yeah, that's a problem in rural counties because, you know, you have plenty of people. But if he doesn't get on board with this, I don't know where we're headed. But it's not in a good area, I'll tell you that much. So I'm really getting frustrated with Senator Manchin. You know, if he wants to hold up the reconciliation bill or whatever and negotiate on that, okay, all right. I can understand a little bit, but not this voter bill. This is, I don't have the words for this morning, Matt, except for I don't feel very good. So with that, thanks for taking my call.
Well, let me make you feel better, Paul. This is the greatest country, as you know, in the world, greatest values, greatest constitution, freedom, privacy, freedom from government control of your life. It's not true in communist countries, organized crime countries, jihadist countries, tribal countries, only this country. We will come through this. We will come through this. People will vote. They will vote despite this. There'll be challenges in court and all this. But I think Manchin, I am disgusted with Manchin. I think Manchin is also making a big mistake. And remember Talleyrand's dictum, what he's doing is worse than a crime. It is a blunder. It's a blunder for him. He's not going to get reelected. Let me tell you something. In West Virginia, something like 60 or 70% of the people in the polls want fair maps. They want fair maps. So why won't he vote for fair maps? Not only that, 60 or 70% of the people like Biden's infrastructure plans, both of them. So why won't he vote for them? If he thinks he's going to suck up to the other side and they're going to vote for him, no, they're not going to vote for him. They are going to vote for a Republican who's even worse than he is. Joe Biden said, people were hitting him, Joe, why can't you get this through? He goes, I don't have 50 votes. I have 48 votes. By that he meant he doesn't have mansion and cinema. And he's right. He does not have mansion and cinema. So the sad, pathetic thing about all of this, if Manchin and Sinema were to get up and give a speech and go, we are for the filibuster, we think it's important, but we recognize that occasionally it is suspended for a single bill or a single nomination. And our esteemed colleague, Moscow Mitch, they won't say Moscow Mitch, they'll say Mitch, did it for cabinet appointments for Donald Trump. He did it for Supreme Court appointments for Donald Trump. Does it for Court of Appeals appointments, actually all judicial appointments. So that's recognized that that's appropriate. And we think it's appropriate in this sole case, voting rights to get have fair maps, no interference by people who are trying to stop folks to vote. Everybody has to be sure that the vote is being counted by independent experts. Elections trump, in other words, the presidential election is what controls where the state electors go, not a partisan legislature. Okay. That one thing, this is what we stand for. 60 or 70% of their states agree with that. They would go down as great, great senators. Because if you had fair maps, what happens is ultimately all of the legislatures around the country would readjust fairly. Doesn't mean the Democrats would win them all. We might lose a majority. I don't care. But it would be fair maps. As a result of what they're doing now to suck up to donors and to the hardcore of the Republican Party, what they are doing is they are going to be beaten in their reelection attempts. And they are going to go down in history, as you say, not just as the worst Democratic senators, but among the worst and most craven senators. The worst and most craven senators. And I can play with them for a while, and Manchin wants $2 trillion, not $3.5 trillion. I do want the hard infrastructure going through right now. I'll tell you that right now. I want to put the trades to work. Sinema won't even do that. Okay, put all that aside for a moment. On voting rights, if they are not going to guarantee in a democracy the right to vote fairly without interference, get them out of the Senate. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Get up.